Mason City's local news, weather, farm, and sports station is also your connection with the top news stories from around the world. To stay informed, lock your radio dial on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and on our KGLO live line, we have Chad Hansen with us from Corporate Farmer. Chad, how are you today?
Oh, doing well, Tim. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah. You know, it's been a week now where we get a chance to see the temperatures start to climb and get warmer as the week goes on. So I'm kind of anxious for some of that to happen.
Oh, for sure, but I think this rain for all of us was something that we were kind of begging for. You know, I know the farmers were really needing that moisture to kind of get the crops out of the ground, and, you know, we've gotten probably as much as we needed, but it come, you know, pretty nicely in that it didn't get a few shots of heavy downpours, but for the most part, spread out well enough that didn't see a whole lot of ponding out in the fields. And, you know, like you said, now all we need is some warm weather to really get everything taken off, probably including my lawn.
Yeah, oh, I know. It's all starting to go. I was looking at some of the fields yesterday, and, boy, they really are starting to pop, though, with that rain that hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could definitely probably, a week ago, we could see maybe a few fields with some green stuff popping up, and now you can pretty much row most of those fields anyway. So it's really started the growth, and like I said, with some warmer temperatures hopefully ahead. Maybe it looks like this weekend. I'm sure that's just going to accelerate that growth, and it'll look different out on the countryside in no time. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, we continue to navigate through this this different time for everybody. You and I were talking a little bit about it before going on the air, as we even still social distance a little bit with the broadcast on the KGLO live line. We can still communicate, and that's the one thing that you've been able to do with Corporate Farmer is you've been able to stay in touch and stay connected and stay working with all of your clients, north, south, east, and west, haven't you?
Yeah, and I think that's one thing I listened to some business leaders talk a little bit about, you know, that all businesses have had to adapt and adjust, and, you know, those that are prepared and willing to take on some change are the ones that are going to be successful. And, you know, for us, you know, we like to get out and see our clients, and they like to come into the office. But for the most part, you know, it's been a situation where we've tried to stay out in front of technology and provide, mainly for convenience purposes, right, those opportunities to, you know, talk over, you know, the phone, obviously. But, you know, used to be a lot of fax, and now with email and the different kind of Dropbox-type opportunities, you know, Zoom, you know, all of these things that I guess are available, and with, you know, electronic filing and being able to get those returns out in a PDF format to either our clients or their bankers or whoever that they need to get those into the hands of, you know, is something that has been a convenience in the past, and I guess now kind of a necessity, right, of how we're doing business, at least in the short term. But, you know, just from our standpoint, we've tried to kind of slowly start to loosen the reins a little bit and have probably a little bit more activity as far as in the office with some, you know, a handful of clients that want to come in and get some of that stuff done. So we're trying to do it in a prudent way, but also, you know, recognize that you know, we probably slowly got to get back into a little bit more of a normal as well. So that's kind of the process that we're taking on. And, you know, that comes with a lot of planning and conversation and obviously trying to do our best to listen to those around us and what their expectations are for our business and but try and continue to serve and take care of our clients.
Yeah, because certainly everybody's got a little different comfort level.
Yeah, and I know for me that comfort level came this weekend when I got my hair cut, right? I don't know if you've been there yet, but that was a welcome comfort for me. So, you know, glad to get those hairstylists back and busy. I know that, oh, man, I don't know the last time I set an appointment for one of those, but I didn't care how I had to get in. I was going to make sure and do that. So, yeah, I feel like a new person, a little lighter on my feet now with you know, with not as much hair on the top of my head. But those are some of the things, I guess, that we've taken for granted. And now that we've had to do without some of those things, you know, it does feel nice to be able to kind of start, you know, some of those things again.
Well, I'm not quite as light on the top of the head just yet. I made the stop by and I said, so how quick can I get in? And she said, well, maybe 3.5 or 4 hours from now. Well, I'll wait till it settles down just a little bit and be back. But I'm really happy for them. And, you know, it is something that people were literally, they were kind of going crazy to get back and get their hair cut.
That's for sure. And I know, you know, it's going to take a little bit longer with the safety procedures that they have in place and things. And, you know, we need to respect that stuff. But yeah, it definitely felt good. You know, some of those things that you never really looked forward to, right? I never enjoyed a haircut until this weekend. So,
yeah. People right now saying, did you hear those guys on the radio? They're corporate farmer guy and Fleming. They're talking about getting haircuts, you know?
Yeah.
But it's sometimes it's simple things, but you do adjust. And honestly, we've said it since the beginning, too, Chad. We're all kind of in this together. There isn't a one-way street that everybody can follow on this.
No, and I think that that's probably part of why maybe we've been successful around here, at least in, you know, the rural parts of the country, is because we do respect, you know, our neighbors and our people around us, and we do, you know, take their situations, you know, and try and work with them to, you know, kind of protect ourselves, but obviously, you know, to protect those around us. And maybe that's, you know, part of the reason why we haven't seen as big of an outbreak up to this point, you know, around here. And hopefully that continues and we can continue to, you know, support one another, those businesses. You know, I know, you know, my haircut cost me twice as much, and it wasn't because they raised the price. It was because I appreciated being able to get back in there. And so, you know, give a good tip and let those people know that we're glad to have them back.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Absolutely. I mentioned that the other day, too. It's going to be worth every tip that you give right now.
Yeah, and I know that they appreciate it. And, you know, I could tell that she was glad to have me back, too, just because of the fact that it seemed like it just flew by just with our conversation after we hadn't talked in a while. So, yeah, it's good to get back in contact with some of those people. And, you know, that's part of the process here of reaching back out and renewing some of those, you know, friendships or relationships or whatever you want to call them.
So now what are your clients thinking about right now? Here we are, we're heading into June.
Boy, mm-hmm.
And doesn't that sound hard to believe?
Yeah. I know, it seems crazy, doesn't it? It just seems like everything has flown by, even though some days seem like they've just gone on forever and we're tired of watching, you know, the same old shows or looking for something to do. But it has gone by fast. And, you know, so for our clients, you know, the good thing was is planting went, you know, even faster just because of the fact that the weather cooperated so much. And, you know, so they're getting back into the swing of things. I'd say, you know, one of the biggest topics continues to be some of the COVID-type stuff, the stimulus things. I get a lot of questions, whether it's from clients or friends or family or whoever on this, you know, the stimulus payments for, you know, those people that are typically in a situation where they get a refund. They've probably already seen that stimulus payment through electronic deposit, but you know, for the vast majority of our clients as farmers, you know, they don't have withholding throughout the year, so, you know, they pay in when they file their taxes, and so, you know, didn't have that electronic information to get those out as soon, and so just dealing with, you know, is that something I qualify for? Is it something I don't qualify for? When can I expect it? And you know, try and give a little bit of clarity as far as what I know. It hasn't been widely published, but, you know, it has taken some time for them to get, you know, everything in place and, you know, start to print some of those checks and get those out here about, oh, it's probably been a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, those started to come out. You know, and from my understanding, they kind of started that process with the lower income level individuals. So those with adjusted gross income at the lowest level probably saw or received their stimulus check here, you know, about, like I said, a week or so ago, and I started, you know, getting some questions from some clients as far as what these were and that kind of thing. And then, you know, it looks like on a weekly basis that those checks will continue up, you know, the ladder as far as taxable income amounts. And so, you know, unfortunately, if your income is kind of towards that upper bound, which is what, about $75,000 for you know, an individual or $150,000 for a couple, and then obviously that's where the phase-in begins, and then, you know, you reach those upper limits there where it's completely phased out. Those are the ones that are going to have to wait a little bit longer, and it looks like, you know, according to the schedule I saw, that could, you know, last a few months, maybe even into late August or early September before those final checks get cut. And so I know for those that aren't patient, that's a frustrating thing, especially when you don't know, you know, if you're going to get that or not. And so, you know, that's a situation where we did talk last, you know, week and probably a couple weeks before that as far as how you could get your bank information to the IRS through their website if they didn't have that and you wanted to speed up that process a little bit. But they closed the door on that here last Wednesday, so now it's full go as far as the checks and whatnot. And so I guess probably the moral of the story is be patient. More than likely most are going to qualify for it, but they may have to wait, you know, for that to come to them in the mail.
So how patient are farmers?
Huh? Well, it depends. I'd say most are pretty patient people, but it's like anything in life, right? We got the ones that want to call every couple days and wonder if I found out anything, and, you know, they've been a little frustrated probably with the IRS's website and that it, you know, had some issues early on that probably made it a little bit more of a frustrating process, and, you know, right now with their situation and their employees, they're kind of running on a skeleton crew, and so there isn't a lot of places to go out and get answers. For most of us, we're not satisfied with, you know, a website that doesn't work half the time, and so, you know, we typically probably try and call and get somebody there that can help us, and, you know, they're not taking calls, so... Yeah, I mean, it has been frustrating, and I understand that. Again, though, you know, when we're dealing with kind of the situation that we've found ourselves in with this COVID deal, you got to have some patience and, you know, concentrate, I guess, on the things that we can affect, right, and influence, and not worry so much about those things that we have no control over.
So true, yeah, because... sometimes you don't know what you don't know, and everybody's searching for answers in a lot of different categories right now, but in particular with the IRS, I'm guessing that's probably a pretty tough challenge for
you. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and then, you know, we've talked a lot about this payroll protection plan and some of the other, you know, stimulus-type things that programs that are out there, and, you know, that's another thing that people have grown a little impatient with is getting answers. It's something that got... you know, rolled out pretty quickly, and, you know, as the government usually does, is they roll out the program without having a, you know, a full-fledged plan in place, and so we kind of have to wait for that plan to trickle out and the details and everything. And so that's another thing that we continue to update and make our clients aware of, is those rules and those answers. You know, for most, I think they've probably already applied and hopefully got funding through that payroll protection plan and some of the others that are available out there. But we continue to field some calls on some people that maybe were busy in the fields at the time and decided to put it off and now want to get that taken care of before maybe the second round of funding runs out. And so we've had a handful there of people that we've helped with those applications. And then, you know, like I said, the guidance here from the IRS has been coming out, you know, periodically, I'd say, as far as now we're kind of turning to the forgiveness part of these PPP loans. And we finally got some worksheets and the stuff that will need to be filled out in order to calculate that forgiveness amount of the loan that will turn into kind of more like a grant here. And so, you know, that's several pages and stuff for us to kind of review and digest and figure out exactly how they're going to work, so that when it comes time here, maybe another month or two to start filling some of that stuff out, we've got the answers that our clients are going to need to help them through that. Because, you know, for most, if they look at this, they're going to just shake their head and probably pull a few hairs out and, you know, want to quit filling it out, because, like I said, 4 or 5 pages of information and then the documentation to support that can seem overwhelming for somebody that doesn't enjoy paperwork. And so that's the probably service that we feel like is the most important to our clients, is helping them through that so that they can move on to something else and not deal with those frustrations that come from some of the paperwork.
And I've got to say, and I'm just the outsider looking in as we kind of wrap up our program this week, but if you're one of those that has been trying to do this on your own, or a little help here or a little help there, let me point you to Corporate Farmer. If there's a year where you want to make that decision, let's go with Corporate Farmer and have them help. Chad, I think your team is ready to handle some of this stuff for them.
Right, and I think, you know, we all probably try and pinch pennies in situations like this when the economy isn't great, and especially for our farmers, it hasn't been a great couple of years. But, you know, the I think for most of our clients, they feel like it's money well spent on having somebody in their corner that can help them through and, you know, navigate all these things that have been tossed out at them. You know, it's a big task in and of itself just in a normal year, but then you throw in all these other variables and programs and options and, you know, if you do this, you can't do that, and what fits me the best and all that kind of stuff. I think, you know, having some direction, and the difficulty with it has been that, you know, the bankers that have been facilitating it really have had to stay out of giving too much advice, just because of the fact that, you know, the government said that they will kind of hold them harmless on, you know, the application process and everything, and put that onus on the applicant. Well, you know, the applicant there doesn't know what they're doing, and so they need somebody to turn to get some answers. And, you know, for us, that has been Corporate Farmer with our clients. And so, you know, just another thing to try and stay on top of and learn and be able to advise our clients in the best way possible. And so that's just another, I guess, situation where we feel like, you know, our services are valuable to our people.
Get it done today, people. Get it done today. Chad, how do they reach you at Corporate Farmer?
Yeah, easy. Just pick up the phone and give us a call, 800-472-6931, or you can always check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.
Great to talk to you this morning, Chad. Have a great week. Always good to talk to you.
You too, Tim. Stay safe.
Oh, you too. Chad Hansen with us from Corporate Farmer on AM 1300 KGLO.